Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is John Hunter Nemechek from Nimco Motorsports, and you're listening to Thursday Night Thunder on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the April 14th edition of Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder, episode 76. I'm your host, Adam Jason Sinclair. And tonight, we'll be talking trucks, NASCAR Camper World trucks, to be precise. Our guest this evening is Kaz Grala. Kaz Grala began his racing career at the age of four in go-karts. Winning a number of races and two karting series championships in the Northeast, Grala moved to Bandoleros at the age of 10. Between 2009 and 2012, he collected two championships at Charlotte Motor Speedway in the summer shootout and the winter heat series in Bandoleros Outlaw Division at Legend Cars Pro Division. In 2013, Grala made his debut in the late model stock car series. In his second start, he won the Banjo Matthews Memorial 150 at Hickory Motor Speedway, the youngest winner in the UARA series history. To conclude the season, he won the Speed 51 Jegs 2013 Rookie of the Year Award, adding his name to a list of stars that includes Chase Elliott, Ross Kenseth, Eric Jones, and Kyle Larson. In 2014, Grala became the youngest driver in IMSA Series history to compete in the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge BMW Performance 200 at the Daytona International Speedway. The Westboro, Massachusetts native started in the 13th position in a field of 67 and finished his stint in second place, setting the fastest lap of the race and contributing to a fourth place overall finish. In 2014, Grala continued making his first full-time start in the K&N Pro Series East in February at New Smyrna Speedway, and registered his first top 10 finish there. Grala continued four top 5 and 10 top 10 finishes during his rookie campaign, with a best finish of second at Dover International Speedway. Grala also competed a full schedule in the NASCAR Wayland All-American Series in 2014. He added a win to his resume in the Martinsville MDCU 300 heat race and led a high of 46 laps in the feature event. In 2015, Grala continued his success in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series East, recording four top 5 and 9 top 10 finishes. Grala started out the 2016 season strong by competing the Rolex 24 at Daytona race and the NASCAR K&N Pro Series East season opener at the New Smyrna Speedway. He plans to compete in a partial K&N Pro Series East schedule and will also run a select number of NASCAR Camper World Truck Series races, which began at Martinsville Speedway with GMS Racing. He should be calling in roughly 2 minutes, maybe a little bit less. As most of you are probably wondering, Michael Mullally, my normal co-host, is not with us this evening. She had an unfortunate car accident last night and informed me at 7:30 this morning, which was, 4:30 Pacific time, that she will be unable to call in tonight. My advice to her was to get plenty of rest, get better, and stay out of the way of oncoming trucks. And I think that's probably a good bit of advice for everybody to live by. Especially with the fact that traffic is just insane. I don't know what's like out there in the middle of nowhere in Washington, but here in South Florida, the traffic is still really bad, which is kind of surprising because normally it thins out a little bit after Easter, but this year it doesn't seem to have thinned out very much. We didn't really have any issues with restaurants and that sort of thing during the season, but I'm not sure that might be picking up as well. So it's kind of interesting. We are now pleased to welcome Kaz Grala into the Thunderdome and welcome him to the program this evening. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. I know you just returned from racing at Martinsville. How'd the race go?
It was actually very, very good for me. That was my Camping World Truck Series debut, and I was running in the 12th position when a right front bead failure, unfortunately, ended our day. But before that, we had some pretty good pace, and I think we were just picking them off one by one. With a little bit more time, I have no doubt that we could have been up inside the top 10. Definitely a big shout out to my number 33 GMS Racing crew for giving me such a great truck that weekend. I'm excited to be back with them at Dover. But I think it was a successful weekend for me for my first race.
What are your goals for the 2016 season?
Really, I just want to get some experience in the truck series. Radial tires are something I'm not used to. They've got the knockout style qualifying, longer races, pit stops, which I've never done before. So really a lot of learning. But if I could get some top 10 finishes along the way and maybe some top 10 qualifying, that would be really, really big for me. I'd be excited.
What's your favorite track to compete on?
I really loved Martinsville. that's a track I've never raced on other than in a late model, but it was a lot of fun in the truck. But most of the time I enjoy the fast, high-banked places like Dover and Bristol. Actually, Bristol's this weekend, and I'm here right now.
How are you able to balance school and racing?
I miss a lot of school for racing. This year I've missed 42% of my classes. So it's not easy, but I make up all my work on my own. I usually have it made up before I even get back to school on Monday. And I keep up good grades. I keep up straight A's. So if it wasn't for that, I don't think my school would be as okay with me missing as much school as I do, but, I stay caught up all on my own, so they don't worry about it too much.
Well, that's pretty good. Good for you. What's your most memorable racing moment so far?
Last year I had a pretty big win at South Boston Speedway in a past series. That was in a super late model for Kyle Busch Motorsports. That was pretty fun for me. That was big, but really this truck race, even though it didn't end as well as we were hoping for, just to be in the truck series was a really, really cool moment for me. It's something I've always watched on TV and always dreamed of being in. And I think a lot of people consider the Martinsville truck race to be one of the best ones of the year. So the crowd was really excited, and it was really cool to be a part of it.
How do you compare your racing in IMSA with your racing in NASCAR? What's the similarities and what are the differences?
It's definitely a lot different. I mean, road courses and ovals differ quite a bit. To me, the biggest difference is in the IMSA series, the races tend to spread out a little bit more and they're longer races, whereas the NASCAR stuff that I do, it's really side-by-side battles the whole time, but not quite as long of races. And you're in the car the whole time in NASCAR, whereas in IMSA, you do driver changes. So that's a different aspect for it. But honestly, I enjoy both of them equally as much. I mean, NASCAR is what I hope to make a career in, but I certainly will be doing sports cars whenever I can, for as long as I can.
You may have alluded to it a little bit in your last answer, but what's your ultimate racing goal?
I really would love to make a career in NASCAR here. Of course, the ultimate dream would be to make it to the Cup Series, but really, I'm just going to try to make it as far as I can and hope that it works out, that I can stay in NASCAR as a driver or in whatever way I can.
What advice would you give young people such as yourself trying to make a name for themselves in motorsports?
I think definitely starting young has been a great advantage for me. My parents got me into a go-kart when I was 4 years old at the same time that I got into Little League and soccer and swimming and tennis and all the other sports. They got me in a go-kart exactly the same way. So I think if you can start young like that and develop your skills and your interest in it early, I think that pays off huge in the long run.
How do you feel about the new track development they've had in Daytona, the Daytona Rising Project? Do you think that'll help the sports, and do you think it's a good thing?
Oh, absolutely. I got the honor to be there this year for the Daytona 500, the first one that they've had with this new Daytona Rising Project, and it's really unbelievable to see what they've done there. I mean, They've added restaurants, they've added more bathrooms, more space to walk around in, they've added stores, escalators. It's really unbelievable. I think that was a great project for them, and I think that's kind of paved the way for a lot of the other tracks. I'm guessing that over the years, we're going to start to see tracks kind of creep towards that style, that kind of stadium kind of way of the grandstands, which I think is really cool.
If you were in charge of NASCAR for a day, what would you do?
Oof, that's a tough one. I think I would be a little easy on myself in tech.
And how do you feel about the fact that it seems like some of the racetracks now aren't getting quite as many people as they used to? What would you do to bring more people out to the track?
Well, I think tracks have started to do this, but really just to get some buzz around the event. Like, I think it was last year that Darlington did that throwback paint scheme thing. I think that was really cool, and it got everybody excited about it. I think Daytona, they took a much more expensive approach, but that's kind of what they did for this year to get people excited with the Daytona Rising situation. Everybody wanted to be there for the very first race there since they've done this. So I think some of those things to get the fans excited and to make the events different, like this weekend in Bristol is going to be the first weekend with Colossus, which is their new Jumbotron. I think that'll probably draw some fans as well.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on the program this evening and wish you lots of luck in the Camping World Truck Series, the K&N Series, and any IMSA races you happen to do this season as well. And thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Once again, that was Kaz Grela, who races in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series with GMS Racing. As he stated, he's up in Bristol this weekend for the NASCAR event. So if you see him up there, be sure to say hello and say you heard him on Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder. As I stated earlier on, this is going to be a slightly abbreviated version because our co-host is not on the program. And although it is a rather busy weekend of racing, there is the race in Bristol this weekend. There's also the IndyCar race, which we talked about briefly last week. The IndyCar race at Long Beach takes place this weekend. So be sure to tune in for that. It's always a great race. Saturday, the IMSA series will be there for the Bubba Burger Sports Car Challenge at the Long Beach Grand Prix. So that should be a really good event. We wish luck to all the IMSA drivers who have been on the program with us lately, especially Tristan Nunez, who's a very good friend of the program. You know, he had some speaking engagements today, went out to some local schools and talked about the Don't Text and Drive Foundation. So we wish him lots of luck in the race this weekend. Also want to inform you that next week, the Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder will be taking the week off. We're going to be doing some events for our other project, Palm Beach Happening. They're going to have a large event there at Cabo Flats in City Place in West Palm Beach. And Palm Beach Happening is honored to be invited to that. So if you're in the West Palm Beach area, be sure to head out to Cabo Flats next week, Thursday night, the 21st. It's going to be a great time out there. They've got a big event going on outside with the food and drink specials between 6 and 8 p.m. At Safe Place down there. And should be really good. So be sure to check that out. It's sort of like a preview thing for the Cinco de Mayo that comes up in a few more weeks. Roughly, 3 weeks from now. So, should be pretty cool. Everybody's looking forward to the playoffs here in South Florida. The Florida Panthers are taking on the New York Islanders tonight. And Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder wishes them luck as well. We've done some articles for featuring the Panthers on Palm Beach Happening this week. So be sure to check that out at palmbeach.happeningmag.com. We've also covered a lot of racing events on Speedway Digest racing news section. Various stories about IndyCar, a couple stories about about NASCAR. We actually have an article we're currently working on that should be published tomorrow. maybe even later this evening. I'm thinking more than likely it will be later this evening, about the interview with Kyle and Samantha Bush that we are very proud to have been able to do. Kyle and Samantha sat down with the with one of their PR people and worked out a an interview about the Bosch Foundation that's been giving the Kyle Busch Foundation loads of money this year because Kyle Busch just keeps winning. And that's a great thing. Kyle Busch actually has a pretty good shot of winning this weekend at Bristol as well. So that should be a that's something you should look out for on Speedway Digest in the racing news section. It'll also be posted, of course, in the Sprint Cup section of SpeedwayDigest.com. There's a lot of good information about that. It's sort of a lucky number seven interview because there are seven questions involved. So be sure to check that out. It's a great thing, and it's coming together rather well. Also, we'll be posting a little bit later this evening some stories about IndyCar that you might want to check out. As I stated, the IndyCar Grand Prix of Long Beach, the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, takes place this weekend. And it's one of the biggest events on the IndyCar schedule. It is quite the scene out there with the Pacific Ocean and the aquarium and all that, the big fountain in the middle of the track. And it's kind of neat, and it's probably on the bucket list of any major IndyCar fan. So be sure to check that out. We're also going to be posting a little bit more stories about the NHRA later this evening or tomorrow, depending on weather. The NHRA has their next big event coming up. The Four Wide Nationals, I believe, is the next big event on the NHRA schedule. The Four Wide Nationals would be a bucket list event if you're a big NHRA drag racing fan, because there's nothing really like four cars going down the track at over 300 miles an hour. That is pretty impressive. It definitely makes for a quicker field of eliminations there. But it's something pretty cool, and I think that it is an idea that should probably be expanded. I know that there have been talks for years about doing that sort of thing at other facilities. It has not been done yet. The Four Wide Nationals stand up on their own so far. But I know there are local track here. The Palm Bay International Raceway has been doing some modifications. I don't think they're ever going to go with a four wide type format because, frankly, they really don't have the space there for that. But it is an idea for other tracks in the future. As I stated, the Palm Beach International Raceway has been doing some modifications out there at the track. Their latest thing is a new entrance. So the people who are going to be heading out there anytime in the next few weeks, you want to check out the new entrance off of the Beeline Highway. That's Gate 2 as opposed to the original Gate 1 entrance. Gate 2 will be a spectator as well as competitor entrance. They were doing a lot of work on that the other week when I was heading up to St. Petersburg for the race. So apparently it's done now. It's pretty impressive looking, and the Gate 1 entrance will now become the main exit of the track. So it'll be interesting to see how they're doing that. I wish the people out at PBR lots of luck. They do have a new director out there, as well as some new staff people. And they have a new finance director, I suppose you'd call him, who is a guy who has some experience in the NHRA, also experience in NASCAR. And I'll be doing a profile of him on Palm Beach Happening this, I believe I'll probably put it out tomorrow, for our Fast Friday segment there on Palm Beach Happening at palmbeach.happeningmag.com. So be sure to check that out. It's a little bit of a profile about where he's been, what he did, what his involvement in the past has been, and it touches briefly on what his goals are for the International Hot Rod Association. Now, as I've stated previously on this program, the Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder definitely has a soft spot in their heart for the International Hot Rod Association. They have been rather good to us over the past few years, providing us admission to their national events, both here in Florida as well as in Washington State. And we had some good dealings with the former Miss Nitro Jam, Leanne Powell, and it was a pretty cool deal. Now, they are doing a restructuring there. They have the new president of the organization, Mike Dunn, so we wish them lots of luck there as well. It was a an amazing series to begin with. They had some really great things they did, and now they're changing. And hopefully they come out of the fire as a phoenix instead of as a burned husk of a series. Be sure to check out past episodes of Thursday Night Thunder, as well as the other shows on the Speedway Digest Radio Network at SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. You can also check out the show on Facebook by searching for Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder in the search bar. I also invite you to read the articles covering all aspects of motorsports at SpeedwayDigest.com. There have been a ton of articles written this week about the upcoming event there in Bristol. As I stated in the racing news section, which is the section I pretty much do most of my writing for, there's some new stuff about motorcycle racing. There's a few IMSA stories, and this evening I'll be posting a few more stories about the IndyCar series, as well as some stories about NASCAR and a Kyle Busch interview that I'm sure you'll enjoy reading. In addition, if you're a fan of South Florida, and who isn't, be sure to check out the latest news and information about our slice of paradise at Palm Beach Happening, which can be found by visiting palmbeach.happeningmag.com, by following us on Twitter at PBHappening, by following us on Facebook at Palm Beach Happening, and by looking for us on the internet at palmbeachhappening.com. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. Remember that, 2 weeks, in the Thunderdome, when we'll once again delve into the wonderful world of modern motorsports with guests representing the top series in the nation and beyond.